And the polls opened in California this morning at 7 o'clock, and that's when Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates was at her neighborhood polling station. Karen, what was going on?
Alex, I was there just as they opened at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I thought I'd vote on my way to work. So I took a recorder with me to see if I could find out why people were coming out to vote in this special election. And they definitely were coming out in very large numbers, although it was hard to tell where I was whether this was because a number of other polling places were close because the number overall has been reduced by 3,000 statewide, or because people just felt really strongly about the specifics in this election.
And the issues, the big issues being whether or not to recall the governor and then the initiatives.
Yeah, whether or not to let Gray Davis keep his job, and then if not, whom to choose to replace him. And as you mentioned, some controversial initiatives. Here's Arlene Williams, and she says she voted for exactly those reasons as she was rushing off to work.
I wanted to vote no on the recall, and I wanted to vote no on 54.
54 is the racial privacy initiative, which would take racial references off of a lot of government forms.
Yeah, and that's been hugely controversial because a number of medical people, including, as I saw on television yesterday, the former Surgeon General, Everett Koop, say this would be disastrous because doctors need to be able to compile this information. Then our producer, Chip Grabo, went over to polls in his neighborhood in Santa Monica just as they opened. He said it was pretty quiet there, but he was able to vote, and then he interviewed a few people, and he got two with opposite points of view, both equally determined.
My name is Grayson Schick, and I'm here to vote no on the recall. I think conceptually it's a terrible idea, and I think it's a horrible idea for the percentage that if you vote for a candidate on the other side of the ballot, that they can win on a very small percentage of the... So I'm totally against the recall. And I'm totally against Arnold Schwarzenegger also.
My name is Ardell Jarvis, and I came out because I'm for the recall. I'm tired of the situation in California. The economics are bad, and there's got to be a change. And the longer we wait, the worse it's going to get.
So they may have differing views, but they seem to hold them very strongly.
Yeah, they did. And then I talked with a young woman named Roxy who wasn't sure what she was going to do as she was going into the polls because, as you'll hear here, she isn't enamored of any of the choices facing her.
I'm trying to prevent Arnold Schwarzenegger from becoming our governor because I think it's a joke. And I want to prevent Gray Davis also from getting in again or completing his term because he's made a mess of California. And it's sad and it's scary. And what we're looking at is no option.
No options. That's a rock and a hard place, all right, for a lot of people. And I guess a lot of people really don't like the choices they're facing.
They don't, and it's confusing because there's so many of them, 135 candidates, and a lot of those candidates are not serious candidates. There's a porn queen, former actor Gary Coleman, a lot of people. But our final voter, Dennis Lee Taylor, said pretty pungently that there's a really good reason for people to go out and vote.
I show up for every election because if you don't vote, you can't bitch. Period. So you come out, express your opinion, vote for who you want or what you want, and that's your responsibility as an American.
Well, that's focus. You can't get any more focused than that. Any problems at the polls?
Neither Chip nor I saw any, but it was pretty early. It was very quiet in Santa Monica and the same thing in my neighborhood in Los Angeles, despite the crowding. In fact, it was so crowded, Alex, I didn't get to vote. I had to come back here and bring you this tape.
And you're going to go back and vote at some point today.
Oh, yeah. I do not want Dennis Lee Taylor hollering at me.
Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome, Alex.